Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Megillah Daf Chof Tes in the Art School Ois V'Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi, in the middle of Aloch Aleph. We're starting five lines on the top of Amud Aleph. Zok the Gemara. Rishmo Bar Nachman B'Shem of Yoinison, Toiro Chaseiro in Koyer Mo Barabim. If you have a Toiro which is missing some pieces, you don't read it, you don't use it for Kriyas Toiro. Ask the Gemara of Atani, but we found the Brisa that says Bereishis ad Mabul. If it says Sefer Bereishis written until the Mabul, you can read from it. Bevayikor ad Vehibayim Hashmini, the first two parshas. Bevayidaber ad Vehibin Sarah Aron, until you get to in the middle of parshas Ba'al Loisho. In all these cases, Mutul Likris will be Rabbim. So why are you saying that you can't read it if it's Sefer Torah Chaser? Answers the Gemara, Hado Arsakinos is a goy, some kind of royalty goy. Oikid oraiso tetsan baroi. He burned the Sefer Torah of Tzan Baroi. Also, Sholom le'avyoyne v'le'avyoyso, ma'ali kreis b'sefer b'rabim. So they came and asked him, they asked the Rabbi and b'avyoyso, can we read the Sefer Torah b'rabim? Omer lo'in osu, he said, don't, you should not. Lo'i de'osu, that's not really osu. El mingoy de'navshoy ne'gimo inu zavni lo'in nachore. Because they'll be sad, they'll buy a new one. In other words, the ikar aloch is you can read from a Sefer Torah chaser. But in this specific case, they realize they're abanim, that if they can tell them you can read from Chaser, they'll not buy a new Sefer Torah. So that's what they said, not to read from a Sefer Torah Chaser. Says the Gemara b'chen b'moisreim. So the Gemara comes and explains another inyan that has to do with Moisir. When the Gabed Zdoka collect money, and they have extra money, you can now use the extra money for something else. They come to this place. They gave him money to give it to orphans and to widows. He changed it to give it to Rabbanon. Why is that so? He's not the Gabbai Tzedakah. So the site is of the Gemara that once it reaches the Gabbai Tzedakah, it's considered to be it's ready by Tzedakah. You can't change it. Before reaching Gabbai Tzedakah, you can change it for something else. If someone used money that was designated to one thing but didn't reach the Gabbai Tzedakah and he used it for something else, does he have to replace it and give back other money? Like in the case they gave the money of the Yisoyimim and Almonis to the Mechachamim, does he have to give now money back to the Yisoyimim and the Almonis? Says the Gemara, Rabboi, Bamem Eloma Tzorch Lafish Tachtehim. Yes, he has to replace it. Rav Zohi Roma Tzorch Lafish Tachtehim. So Rav Zohi said that. Rav Ilo Roma Eino Tzorch Lafish Tachtehim. Rav Ilo says no, because it didn't come to Kabbat Zaka, so you could change to something else. V'yals of Shem, Lo Zohi Roma Eino Tzorch Lafish Tachtehim. He also says, you don't have to be Mafish Tachtehim. Rako Ba'acho, Rav Yosar, Lo Zohi Roma Eino, Chanino, Kol HaMitzah that Shelo Yinosan L'Gizborim, At Roshay L'Shanoisom. All the tzedakas before came given to the Gizborim, the main Kabbat Zaka, so then you could go and change him. Once it came to the Gizborim, you can change him. And Reb Chaim explains, in the case we had before, when they gave to Reb Chia Bar Ba, he wasn't a Gizbor. He was just a Rei, he was a guy that gave him money for tzedakah, but he's not considered to be the main Gabbai tzedakah. Halacha Bei Zok the Mishnah. Ein moichim et sherabim leyochid. You cannot sell something that belongs to the cloud, to many, to one individual. We'll see in the Gemara what we're talking about. We're going to explain, we're talking about a Sefer Torah. If it belongs to the Rabbim, it has more Gdusha than belong to a Yochid, Divrei Amir. If so, if you start saying that the more people using it, the more Gdusha it has, so you have a Sefer Torah that belongs to a big city, can't sell it to a small city, so everyone disagrees with your mayor. So Gemara Shloisha was a Knesses, Kabeis a Knesses. If you have three Gaboyim in the shul that were appointed to be the Gaboyim of the shul, they are like the entire shul and can make decisions on behalf of the shul. Vishivim ne'ayir ke'ir. Shiva ben Yair, meaning when there's seven people appointed to be the trustees of the city, they can make a decision on behalf of the city. So, what's the case? If the people of the shul, the people of the city, accepted them to make decisions, even if you have one individual who's in charge, you can appoint him to be in charge. If they didn't accept them, it could be many people, they still can make decisions on behalf of the city, on behalf of the shul. And the Kenan and Kaimim is Stam. So the Gemara, we talk about Stam, meaning we didn't say any specific thing. They appointed three Gaboyim. They appointed Shiva two Ve'ir. So the din is, they can make decisions on behalf of the shul and the city regarding selling items that belong to the shul. Continues the Gemara, Ben Ir, Sheposak, Bir, Acheres, Noisani, Moim. If somebody from a different, that came to a different city to visit, and he said, I'm giving tzedakah, he has to give to that city, he is bottled to the city, he has to give the tzedakah over there. Continues the Gemara Chotes Amud Beis. Bnei Yair Sheposku Biyir Acheres Noisimim Koyimun. If it's a group of people that came from one city to another city and they gave tzedakah, so they give it to the city where they came from. So the second Pshat of Reb Chaim is there's a place called Sifsalo, which is close to Meronayo. And there, many people that came from one city to another gave tzedakas and they brought it back to the city they came from. Kador of Chalvun have a dosh but Tziporim. Chalvun said a drosh and Tziporim. Pasak Tamon, he said, giving tzedakah over there. Also, by the Meitan Ochi, he wanted to bring it over here. Omer Le'avimi, Yechidas, you're individual, so you have to give the tzedakah over there. Says the Gemara, you say, Ner, Omenoy, Lebesik, that's someone who donated a candle, a menorah, a candelabra, that's the shul. Actually, Ishtak Shemabali Mem, if people still remember that he gave it, you can't change it to sell it, to use the money for something else. But if nobody remembers who gave it, then you could change it. If there is a sign, if there is a plaque saying this was donated by this and this individual, so then it's considered to be that we don't forget who gave it and you can't change it. The Gemara brings a story regarding donation to Hashul, Antoninus, who he was the Tsar of Roimi, also menorah lebeis haknesses. He decided to donate a menorah to Shul. Shoma Rebbe v'homa Baruch Elokim eshenosam beliboy lasos menorah lebeis haknesses. Baruch Hashem, he gave him the wisdom, gave him the will to come and give the menorah to Shul. Shul bar Mitzrik boy, Shul bar Mitzrik had a question. Ma oma Rebbe, Baruch Elokim or Baruch Elokeinu? Did he say Baruch Hashem or Baruch our Hashem, meaning that we have the same God? What is the point of Kemino? It's more generic name. That means Antoninus is not a Jew. So that will tell you that Antoninus became a Jew, became a ger. And now the Gemara comes and brings the quote from we saw earlier in this Masechta. Some say that Antoninus did a gerus and became a Jew. And some say he never did a gerus. They saw him going with a leather shoe that was missing the top of Yom Kippur. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya from here that he wasn't Jewish, because why is he wearing leather in Yom Kippur? So the Gemara told me, no, you don't see from here anything. When you're missing the top of the shoe, so even a Reish Shemayim can go with that shoe. Antoninus told Rebbe, will you let me eat from the Livyoson, which is the Meichel of Tzadikim, Los Edlovi? He says, yeah, I'll give you a piece of the Livyoson. You can't give me to eat from the Shiva Pesach. You can't give me from the Livyoson? He says, yeah, what can I do? It says you can't give a Pesach to an oral. But Livyoson doesn't say that. So then he heard that and he did a bris milah. And this is according to Andomar that he became a ger. Also, look at Omer le Rebbe chom mugzorti. He came to Rebbe and says, look at my bris milah. Only be didilu istakal ismi amai. Ele bedidoch, I never looked at my bris milah. You think I'll look at yours? That's the reason he's called Rebbe Nakodesh. Shlo he beat be miloso mi yomov. He never looked at his bris milah. Why? And Gemara, by the way, says there's someone else called Kodesh Kadoshim. He never stared at the tzura, the shape of a coin. This goes to Mandomar, that Antoninus did a gerus. Milan the Rabbon Ami, this guy Antoninus, we see from Rabbon, they agree that Antoninus did a gerus. In Lost Love, the gamer coming, Antoninus Bobby Roshim is going to be the first one there because he's a real ger. Continues the Gemara, we spoke about the Sefer Torah, so we mentioned some halachas have to do with the Sefer Torah, another halacha. Ma'o michtov trained lat milin imsukah. Can you write 2 to 3 words from a pasuk without sirtut? We know Sefer Torah requires sirtut, which means lining. Can you write words of a pasuk without it? Maruka mishlach kosa l'vishkaluso. Maruka sent a letter to Vishkaluso to have a domich v'kayim bezimun Yisrael. He would go to sleep and get up with music. So he wanted to tell him it's wrong to do that. So he sent him a pasuk. Now the original pasuk is Al tismach Yisrael el gil ka'amim. Don't be happy Yisrael like the joy of the goyim. But he sent him the words Al tismach ka'amim el gil. Why did he change the order of the words? Because he doesn't want to write even 3 words without sirtut. Ravacho Kosav Zecher Tzadik Rivocha. He did write 3 words from a pasuk without sirtut, so 3 words were still okay. Hazor Kosav Veloizochar Hamelech Yoyesh. The pasuk said Veloizochar Yoyesh Hamelech, but he wrote Lozochar Hamelech Yoyesh, and he had to write 4 words without sirtut. Rav Yirmiyah Mishlach Kosav Davyuda Neshayer. He sent a letter to Davyuda Nasi. So the pasuk, it's a pasuk in Shmuel. It says, "La'avu tzunecho lisnei soyavecho." He said in the words, "Lisnei soyavecho la'avu tzunecho." So not to learn more than three words without situt. They did a din to a woman named Tamar, and they judged her. So she went and master them. Also, the covers a leon lantifuto de kisrin. She went to the caesar, to Caesar, to say that they did. They judge her. Shochem because of Ravos. They send a letter to Ravo. We need help. Shochem Ravo because of learning. Ravo sent them back a letter, but he had to be encrypted. So what did he wrote? For piyasnu l'shloish liturin. We refiance to the three people that need to be. They need to be bribed, meaning we took care of it. Now, who are the three people who need to be bribed? Says the Gemara, it says, L'toiv yelet, toiv lomet, v'tashish. These are the explanations of which words, avudokim, avamtasim, taltasim. There's three names, and the translation of the names of these words, so was a remiz. Continues the Gemara, Avlam, Adon, Aleph, of Tamar, Tamrurim, Tamurim, Yomedis. Tamar, she's very bitter, she's very upset. He went to the room to appease her. Uleshav tsarif tsarif. So he brings the pasuk that we tried but it did not help, and this is three words in the pasuk. And here, may you see, you can write three words without a tsirtut. Ramano shmishlach kosel rishay b'rishemi. He sent a letter to Rishay b'rishemi. Rishitcha mitzar me'oy tizgach risecho. Now the pasuk is vayar rishitcha mitzar v'achitcha izgach me'oy. He changed the whole thing not to have even three words written without tsirtut. Continues the Gemara and says, Omer abiyuchen leisken. Meaning the Mishnah says that you cannot sell from a rabbim to a yochid. So the Gemara says, I don't understand this, says Rabbi Yochanan, because later we're going to see another Mishnah. And the Gemara says over there in the next Mishnah, that according to Rabbi, you can sell only b'tanai, you can take it back. And Rabbanan says, you can always sell a shul. So the Gemara says, the Gemara understood, the Mishnah is talking about a shul, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, leisken, manan, kaimin, imker, mer, ein, morchim, b'sikneses, elal, tanai, should be with the condition. Imker, bon, morchim, tomim, korolim, chutzmar, ba'advim, you can always sell a shul. So why here he says you can't sell from a rabbim to a yochid? And so the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, tipote, b'sevet, toiro. We're talking about a sevet, toiro, that you can't sell from a rabbim to a yochid because you're lowering the Gedusha. With this, we conclude, Yushai Megillah, Dav Chavtes.